This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it to a Friday. I had the under. Everybody else had the over. It's a meat Friday, in case you're wondering. Low and slow smoked baby back ribs, barbecue chicken thighs, and maybe some tequila later on.
Maybe?
No, we're having tequila later on. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
What a week. What a week. These are just some of the things that happened this week. Got the NBA Finals. We had more information on Deshaun Watson. Tiger's not going to play in the U.S. Open. Phil is joining the LIV tournament, the tour. The Broncos were sold. Aaron Donald, Cooper Kupp got paid. Joe Maddon got fired. Did I leave anything else out? That's about it. That's all this week. Pretty busy week. We got game 4 coming up tonight. In case you're wondering, the Boston Celtics are 4-point favorites here at the Garden. I was concerned about this. Not concerned. I was interested in this. What kind of numbers do the gamblers think Draymond Green's going to have? I asked DraftKings, what's the over-under if I took points, rebounds, and assists for Draymond Green? I'm going to put that out to you guys. I'll give you this, that the total for Jason Tatum over, under, points, rebounds, and assists, all those stats combined. Jason Tatum is 39.5 coming up tonight. Do you want to take a guess? Draymond Green, who has had statistically one of the worst NBA finals in the history of the NBA. If you have guys who are going to go into the Hall of Fame, this is maybe the worst finals performance so far. So if I add points, rebounds, and assists, what's the over-under for Draymond Green tonight? Marv, I'll start with you.
10.5.
10.5. Paulie.
18.5.
18.5. Todd.
14.5.
Seton.
9.5.
20.5.
What?
20.5. Paulie stayed under, so you're the big winner.
Bloop.
Yep. Over under Draymond Green. It seems like the Warriors now have to defend Draymond Green. Here's Klay Thompson talking about his teammate.
We would not be the Warriors without Draymond. He is one of the best players I've ever played with. He's one of the smartest players I've ever played with. All of us are human. We're not immune to a bad night or two. But I know one thing for sure is that we respond like champions.
Okay. Just go out and play. That's all. Just go play. How about put up some decent numbers? And I do think Draymond knows the end is near. That's why he's really kind of dedicated a lot of his time to being in the media. I mean, he's on TNT, got his podcast. Like, he's ready. He's ready for the next iteration of his career, his life. And that's fine. But I think for him to be out there thinking that he's something that he's not, that's really damaging to the Golden State Warriors. The question is, can they overcome this? Can he be different? Can he play differently than we've seen so far? And I don't know if he can. If you go back and look at some of the finals where he would average double figures in points, rebounds, and probably have 8 assists, and he would play great defense. Now, if you get that, you can talk all you want. You can have 5 podcasts for all I care. But when you're not doing any of that, then you're being a detriment to your team. Steph Curry says he's going to give it a go, and I don't know if he's 100%. Who is 100% at this time? But Boston Celtics are favored by 4. All right. Say good morning to our TV partner, our streaming partner. That's Peacock. Download the app. Watch for free. Our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Father's Day items go to danpatrick.com. We got you ready. Father's Day is next Sunday. Does that sound right?
Is it? Not this Sunday?
I don't think it's this Sunday.
Oh.
Seton?
I think it's next Sunday.
All right. It's always on a Sunday. Is it the third Sunday in June?
June 19th.
Thank you, Todd. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. Spent a lot of time this week talking about the Saudi-backed LIV Tour. They teed off yesterday. PGA followed through with its promise that they were going to decide what the strong message would be for those players who decided to play in the LIV tournament. And I don't think it was a hammer. The tour officially stripped LIV players of the opportunity to participate in PGA Tour events. On face value, the decision seems like a big loss for the players, but I think the loss is probably for the PGA Tour. I don't know if these players care about the Canadian Open or the Byron Nelson or the Rocket Mortgage Classic. They want to play in the majors. And if you say to Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson, hey, you guys are going to make a couple of $100 million and you get to play in the majors, I think they would be okay with that. Because, once again, you have to kind of decide what your morals are, your conscience is, and you have to do this publicly because you're being asked this at press conferences. Do you care about your legacy? I don't know if they do. Golf is about legacy. There's so much history. I don't know if you can buy a jet with legacy, but Dustin Johnson and Phil Mickelson are going to be able to play in the U.S. Open next week. I don't know how fans are going to react. You're going to cheer? Hey, welcome back. People love Phil Mickelson. I think Dustin Johnson is just somebody you watch. I don't know if he's somebody you embrace. But the LIV tournament is going on as we speak. The novelty will wear off. It's not interesting golf to me because there's nothing attached to it. The thing that I love about golf, when you watch somebody earn their money right in front of you, I love that. And I love the tension that's involved in it. I don't care who it is. You know, you get a playoff and you got two guys trying to win a tournament. There's tension. Doesn't matter who it is. But I watch everybody. I watch all golf. But, you know, the sport is inherently tense. I mean, that's what's, when you think about golf, you never master it. I don't care who it is. Pros, you watch them and you go, what happened to you? What happened to that guy? Like, you got guys who make mistakes right in front of you. Great players. And that's what I find interesting about golf. The LIV Tour, I watch golf. I watched a little bit of it yesterday, and there's just nothing attached to it. And it's not like I go, oh, well, of course you're not going to like it because it's a Saudi-backed tour. Well, that's part of it. But I just, there's nothing there. You know, Charles Schwartzel is not going to get me to go, yeah, even Patrick Reed. I want to watch, and I want to know what I'm watching. It's about tradition. And these events, golf is about a lifestyle. It's about the scenery. It's about guys who play and play really well. It's about heartbreak, heartache. It's about mistakes. It's about winning something. It's about being something. It's winning a major. It's winning two. It's winning four. It's being something, standing out. A lot of guys make a lot of money. That's why when you have guys who are billionaires, there's so many billionaires. How many own teams? That's why they want to own a team. I got all this money. But when I own a team, now I'm different. Now I'm famous. And a lot of guys who make a lot of money in golf, but when you win something, to me that would mean something. And they want to make their money. They want to do this. They can. I wouldn't have them play on the PGA Tour. But I think if you're going to have draw a line in the sand and just say, that's it, you guys go, then you go. But I don't know what the Masters is going to do. Nobody tells the Masters what to do. And really, that's the big one. If the Masters says you're not welcomed here, then you're going to get everybody's attention. Until then, because Phil gets to go and Dustin gets to go and Patrick Reed gets to go. If you've won the Masters, you get to go. But you got exemptions there. You're going to be able to play in the majors. These guys are probably going, man, you kidding me? I cut down on my travel. I'm going to play 8 events. I'm going to make $100 million. And that's just signing up. That's like your signing bonus. Then you make this other, you know, whatever gobs of money you're going to make week in and week out. Poll question today, Seton. What do we have?
Got a couple options here for you, Dan. If you could only have one item off today's Meat Friday menu, what would it be?
Ooh, okay.
You got ribs, chicken. What's the other one?
It's just ribs and chicken and tequila.
Okay, tequila.
Yeah. So you got these smoked baby back ribs or the barbecue chicken thighs. All right. Yeah, Paul.
We need some clarification on the chicken. Is it fried chicken? Is it baked chicken? Is it chicken thighs? Is it?
Yeah, that's it. Barbecue chicken thighs.
Barbecue.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. That kicks up a notch.
Yeah. By the way, this program brought to you by Sincoro Tequila. Delicious, ultra smooth, naturally rich tequila. Best enjoyed neat on the rocks with a slice of orange. Maybe a tequila cocktail. I think we're having that today. Maybe some tequila margaritas, maybe, on the menu. After the show, of course. After the show. Drink responsibly, of course. Sincoro Tequila, 40% alcohol by volume. Imported by Cinco Spirits Group, LLC, Miami, Florida. Yes, Seton.
This one's a little more snarky, but more amusing collapse by a New York team. Yankees up 3-0 to the Red Sox in 04. Rangers up...
Wow. Wow.
Jeez.
What, is that too soon?
Where did that come from? Tough week for Ranger fans.
Rangers up 2 goals.
You're
while
up
leading
2 games
nothing.
To none, up 2 goals to none. And game 3 and you let Tampa come back and then Tampa, I said if Tampa won game 4, Tampa's going to win this series. And they won game 4, they won game 5 and now you've got them teetering on the brink of elimination with the Rangers. Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, here's one more for you.
Okay.
Then. This one isn't going to mean much to you, Dan, but would you rather be a great actor or a great basketball player? Obviously, you're both.
Yeah.
So you can recuse yourself from this
Oh,
one.
That's right. Adam Sandler is going to join us coming up, the movie Hustle. I told you about Anthony Edwards. I said when you watch that movie, you're looking at a guy who's a basketball player, and if you don't know the NBA and you watch that movie... You try to tell me that Anthony Edwards doesn't look like an actor. Plays for the Timberwolves, and he is great in that movie. I, of course, have a cameo there, but...
Do you steal the scene,
no,
Dan?
No, I don't think so.
You don't?
No, you know, sometimes you make sure you don't steal the scene. I mean, that's where you give to the project. I didn't want to take away from it, because a lot of times Sandler will give me something I could steal a movie, and I don't want to do that. I wanted to share... The scene is what I wanted to do. But getting good reviews, which is surprising for Sandler, He even said that. He's like, Danny, getting good reviews.
I wonder if that makes him nervous or something. Like,
I don't know.
You know?
I don't know. All I know is he's made $500 million. So whatever he's doing seems to be working out. Yeah, okay. So. Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
Maybe a poll. What's the second best basketball movie of all time? I think Hoosiers is kind of grandfathered in as number one all time. But I wonder what's considered second. Basketball has quite a few movies. Football seems to have more. Baseball has a ton.
Boxing has a lot.
You got White Man Can't Jump.
Nah.
Never like that.
I would love to take those guys on 2-on-2 and not worried about Woody Harrelson.
Perhaps it's Ben Affleck, The Way Back.
Is that a basketball movie?
It is, yeah.
Oh.
It's actually a pretty good movie.
I never saw that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Is Steve Carell in that? The Way Back?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Loving basketball. Uncle Drew. Uncle Drew was
Uncle
a good
Drew
movie.
Was, Uncle Drew was entertaining.
Yeah, Uncle Drew was a
good
movie.
Yeah, that was surprisingly entertaining.
He got Game.
Now, and then I found out that Kyrie was going to be load management in that movie. Like, they were only going to let him play a certain amount. Because I'm just kidding. I just think.
These young bloods.
Yeah, yeah. But I think that was a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
All right, what else do we have? By the way, Tom Brady did talk about maybe going to the Dolphins as a part-time player, owner, something. He didn't really answer it, but he did answer it. He was going to the Dolphins. He was going to play for the Dolphins. Absolutely. And it's been there for a long time. And then all of a sudden, because the retirement, and then we went, does he really want to retire? I think the Brian Flores lawsuit against the Dolphins is the reason why Tom Brady is not a Miami Dolphin right now. And then I wonder, what would that have done to Tua Tagovailoa? Like, if you look at the fallout from that, and we'll talk about this, there are a lot of things attached to Brady when he retired. He didn't get his way with the Miami Dolphins. And then all of a sudden he comes back and then Bruce Arians is gone. I wonder what would have happened. Tyreek Hill, were they trying to work on that deal? Was Sean Payton going to go to the Dolphins? There are a lot of things attached to it. Now Tom comes back to the Buccaneers. He's like, hey, Tom, good to see you again. Meanwhile, Tom was trying to go to the Dolphins. Meeting secretly with the Dolphins. A lot of things attached to that. Find it interesting. All right. 877-3DP-SHOW email address, DP. I don't know why I'm yelling today. I'm a little fired up today. I'm excited. What, Todd?
You got like your new M drive shipment in?
No, I do. But, you know, I just had a scoop this morning. In fact, scoop, there it is. I got my M drive smoothie right there. But, yeah, maybe. Every day's the Super Bowl. Sometimes you get to Friday and you start to slow down a little bit, but not on this show.
Well, you're excited with the ribs and the chicken, yep. And the weekend coming up. There's reason to be excited.
And the Angels won last night. How about that? Yeah. My Angels got a win last night.
An eclipse.
Yes, they won. All right, we'll take a break. Tom Brady, Dolphins, he sort of answered the question. Have that for you coming up. I mentioned Adam Sandler is going to join us. Ryan Leaf, former NFL quarterback, will join us next hour in studio. We'll take a break, and we're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We'll settle on a poll question. Phone calls coming up. Stat of the day brought to you by the great folks at Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Adam Sandler, a little bit later on, the former NFL quarterback, friend of the show, Ryan Leaf, will join us coming up next hour. Adam in Cincinnati leads us off today. What's on your mind, Adam?
So with the Live Tour, Dan.
Yeah.
I was kind of, so we know like in like football, like when.
Adam, can you take me off the speaker?
Yeah. Hang on.
Sorry about that. I was cleaning my bathroom. But I was like with football, like when these free agents get paid, they kind of, you know, sometimes their performance goes way down. So I was wondering, if you're getting guaranteed $1 million, $100 million, do you think these golfers are going to perform as well as they should?
I don't know what their mental makeup is after getting $100 million, but. It just feels like these guys are going over there and this is going to be fun for them because, you know, the hard part of golf is actually winning to make your money. And these guys are making their money and you're going to go out and you're going to go, all right, big deal. Shot a one over. It's not like the media is going to be scrutinizing them. Like what's wrong? Now, if this was the U.S. Open or some of these other you know, big events that we have on the PGA Tour, then it's different. Then you got FedEx points, Ryder Cup points. Then it becomes a bigger deal. World golf rankings, they don't care about any of that. David in Wisconsin. Hi, David. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. On the Live Tour, you know, a lot of people have asked the golfers some hard questions. I think there's a few hard questions that need to be asked to the PGA Tour. with respect to their rationale for suspending those players. Is it because it's competition? Well, that doesn't really hold water because players are allowed to play on other tours. Is it because they're not committed? Well, a lot of other players don't play in the majority of events on the PGA, so how is this different? They're taking it off to play golf. And if it's because the PGA is somehow appointing themselves as the moral conscience now, that's a very, very slippery slope. So any thoughts on that at all?
Well, you have to get permission to play on some of these other tours. And the PGA Tour will acknowledge that and in all likelihood let you play on the European Tour if you want to. But you're right. It is a slippery slope when all of a sudden you're going to be the moral conscience of the sport. And you can look at the PGA Tour and say, are you infallible? Now, they want to play. They didn't get permission to play. PGA Tour views them as competition. And I think rightfully so. This is just the start of this. A lot of times when you look at something, you go, like a building a house. And you go, I don't know. I don't see it. I mean, it looks okay, I guess. And then all of a sudden you add a little bit more to it and a little bit more to it. And then you go, oh, wow, okay. That might be the case here. Because everybody has a price tag, it feels like. And I don't know if you get younger players. And then what happens? If you get a couple of players, DeChambeau to me was a big deal. Ricky Fowler, that's a big deal. Patrick Reed is not. Phil, I guess for the, you know, the right now, the short term. But DeChambeau has got years left. DJ, that's not a loss. I mean, you want to have a name like that. He's won a couple of majors. But, yeah, it's tricky. But I think it comes down to these players. You want to take that money? You know where that money is coming from? And you don't have a problem with it? Go play. But I think there should be ramifications. If I'm the PGA Tour, they are competition. They're not going to run out of money. They have over $100 billion, maybe more than that. You know, losing $1 billion on this. And by the way, it's not a person, it's a country. Like, this isn't Bill Gates or Warren Buffett, it's a country. They got the money. Question is this going to soften, I guess, the rough edges attached to the Saudi government? Like, all of a sudden, they have a live tour and Phil's playing on it. I go, you know, on second thought, I think they seem like good guys. Are we that naive? Maybe that's they're thinking we will go, oh, you know, they're into Formula One and they're into golf and they're into soccer. Yeah, they're just like us with $100 billion. Brad in Kansas joins us. Hi, Brad.
Hi, Dan. 63230. I had a couple of questions about this. Is Phil Mickelson still playing in the field to stroke his own ego because it maybe is a weaker field? And secondly, do senior tour players also lose their playing rights if they join the LIV Tour? I'll hang up and listen.
I haven't heard anything about the Champions Tour, but that would probably be the case. Phil's playing because he's going to get paid $200 million. That's why he's playing. Is he going to be challenged out there? No. But I don't think that's really the approach right now. They just want to establish it, see it, who else wants to have a paycheck waiting for them, guaranteed money, see if they want to join him. But I watched yesterday, you know, there's nothing attached to it. It would be almost like these guys were playing a practice round. That's really what it felt like. Okay, those guys are playing a practice round. That's it. Jake in Washington joins us. Hi, Jake. What's on your mind?
Hey, morning, DP. I had a Seton Connor contrarian take on this LIV Tour.
Oh, okay.
All these guys are going to bring back hundreds of millions of dollars back into their domestic market, whether it's the U.S., U.K., whatever, legally above board, and it's being taxed by their respective governments. Rather than the Saudis continuing to keep this money, I mean, I think about this every time I go to the gas pump and fill up. How much of my money am I fueling the Saudi economy versus these guys are bringing money back in?
Yeah, I guess, you know. Yeah, Paul.
I think I'd rather have our stars on our tour than increase our tax base.
Yeah, I'm not really that concerned about that.
Right.
But I don't know the last time you went, you know, I'm glad Phil is making $40 million a year here in the United States. Or Tiger, or whoever that is. But everybody's got an angle here. Eric in Florida. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Dan. Talking about the LIV Tour with the players, we all know it's about the money. So how would you compare it to, let's say, like a baseball player who's played 10 years that's most likely going to make the Hall of Fame and decides to take steroids? He cares more about getting a big contract than getting to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Paul.
I don't think that's an apt comparison. This would be like if Mike Trout 4 years ago said, you know what, I'm going to go play in Japan for three times the salary and became irrelevant on the world baseball stage. Because not completely irrelevant because Japan is a good baseball league, but that's what it's more comparative to.
Well, if you had a group of baseball players from the United States that said, we're going to play in Japan.
Or a new league pops up. Let's just say Saudi Arabia started their own baseball league. Or whatever, and put $2 billion behind it, and everyone left to play this exhibition league.
877-3DP show. Just saw where the LIV Golf Tour is going to air on DAZN. DAZN subscribers will soon be able to follow the golf tour on that platform. The length of the deal is unknown. ESPN turned down the opportunity to air LIV. It's streaming now on its website, Facebook, and YouTube channel. I don't know if somebody else. I know the LIV Tour has talked to Sky Sports, but I don't know if they're going to get a deal. But that would be in Europe. So they're. I don't know how important that is to see the product. I don't know. But they're giving it away for free. At least that's what I was told. It's like, hey, here it is. Do whatever you want to do with this. Andrew in Washington is back. Hi, Andrew.
Good morning, Dan and Dennis. Happy Meat Friday. Hope you all are doing okay.
Yes.
Real quick, I have a take that I don't think the Golden State Warriors need Draymond Green to win the series. Mm. They need Wiggins and Jordan Poole to have 15 to 20 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, something like that, more than they need Draymond. Draymond is a facilitator and a talker. So that's just my take on the finals. I think Golden State will pull it out, but they just need more bench help. And on that, I do have a stat of the day.
Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Here comes the stat of the day!
Going into Game 6 of the East Finals, Tampa Bay Lightning keep their hopes alive to be the first team since 1983 to three-peat as Stanley Cup champion. And their goalie, Andrei Vasilevskiy, has 6 shutouts in his last 7 series clinching games.
Start of the day! Start of the day! Start of the day! Start of the day! Here comes the start of the day!
And the road team won for the first time in this series. Tom Brady met with the media yesterday and touched on a wide range of topics, including Tom and his relationship with Bruce Arians, also the possibility of maybe joining the Dolphins as their quarterback and also eventually part owner of the Miami Dolphins. So let me start with Brady addressing his relationship with Bruce Arians.
Can you clear the air maybe on your relationship with Coach Arians? Was there any substantive issues between you two at the end of the season?
Zero whatsoever, yeah. He and I have a great relationship, and I think that's, you know, part of why I chose here was because of Bruce. I mean, he and I have been as incredible communication, and, you know, I have great respect for him. And he knows how I feel about him. That's the most important thing. And I know how he feels about me.
There's still something off here. It just is. Because if you're Tom Brady and then Bruce Arians abruptly decides to retire. I mean, Tom decided to retire, but there was a lot of skepticism there. And then, you know, it was a story that was kind of forced into the headlines because the story broke. And then Tom had to scramble. And I think he was trying to join the Dolphins. The Brian Flores lawsuit against the NFL, that kind of, you know, put an end to that. And then what do you do? You have to go talk to the Glazer family. You want to talk to them. You go to London. You talk to them. And then do you say, hey, I'll come back, but, you know, I want somebody other than Bruce in there. I want Todd Bowles in there. Maybe that's what it feels like. Here's Tom talking about his conversations joining the Dolphins.
To the reports that at some point you were interested in becoming a part of the Miami Dolphins in any situation, in any circumstance. Any truth to those reports, Tom?
About me going to...
joining the Dolphins in any capacity.
I mean, it's... Again, I had a lot of conversations with a lot of people, as I've had for the last 3 or 4 years in my career, about, you know, different opportunities when I'm done playing with football. So, you know, I kind of made a decision of what I'd like to do. And I'll get to be in the game of football. And I think for me, the most important thing is where I'm at now and, you know, what I hope to do for this team. That's been my commitment to, you know, this team and organization. It's been so much fun for me to come here 2 years ago. It's been almost 2.5 years now, and it's been an incredible part of my football journey. And it's not over, and we still got a lot to accomplish.
That's one of those where and Derek Jeter has given me an answer like that before, where he just keeps talking, and you go, wow, okay. And then you go back and listen to it, and you go, he didn't even answer the question. Now, he didn't say no. But he started to, it's like the hot air balloon gets further and further away from the topic. And you're like, Tom, you didn't answer the question. And it might be a, not must lie, but must not tell the truth situation. Yes, Marv.
Did you hear the PR guy kind of in the background? Last question.
Yes, Paul.
Tom can't even give a morsel of truth to that one. If he even gives a hint that, yeah, we had a talk or two with the Dolphins. No, because that would be the lead of all sports. Confirming that rumored story that's been out there for months?
Yes. Look, guys, I talk to a lot of people.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, no.
I know you talked to a lot of people, Tom. Did you talk to the Dolphins?
Really? Who else did you talk to, Tom?
Yeah, did you talk to somebody else about playing for them and being part owner? Tom, give me a list of those teams you talked to.
Guys, come on, guys.
Do I think Tom was going to do this if he could? Yes. Because if you look at this, and this is why it is a big story. Maybe it's not as big now, but it should have been a little bit bigger because Tom's going to retire. No, he's not. He wants to come back. Does he want to come back and play for Bruce Arians? Does he want to play for Sean Payton with the Dolphins? Sean Payton seemed to be holding off what he was going to do as far as broadcasting career. Then you had Brian Flores' lawsuit against the Dolphins. And Tom was supposed to be on the Dolphins owner's yacht waiting to talk to Brian Flores about joining them. I don't know. I don't know. I talked to a lot of people. No, Tom, I just asked you about the Dolphins.
Yeah, no, but come on, guys.
You talk to a lot of people. It's one of those people, Stephen Ross, who owns the Dolphins.
Guys, I've already addressed all those questions, okay? Right now, I'm just focused on this season.
Yeah, Marv.
It's like when your girlfriend or your wife asks you, you know her? I know a lot of people. What do you mean?
Yeah. I understand what Brady was going to do. I get it. I mean, you're going to be a part owner. That's why if I'm Peyton Manning, I don't want to be the president of the Broncos. I want to be a part owner of the Broncos. The big difference here. But do I think Tom was interested in joining the Dolphins? Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, Paul.
How do you think if that played out? Let's say go back 4 months. He somehow ends up the Dolphins quarterback this upcoming season. How would that have played out for his likability jumping from team to team like a mercenary? Do you think it would have been roughed up?
Well,
the coverage.
Yeah, probably. But I don't think this was a big deal at the time because I don't know if people believed it. Like Tom retiring. Is he really retired? Now he's coming back. Wait, Bruce Arians isn't the coach? Todd Bowles is the coach. Wait, Tom was interested in joining the Dolphins? I could see that happening. It would be a great opportunity. Then what happens to Tua? does Sean Payton take the job? But you've got a lot of things going on with the Dolphins, and you know they couldn't pull this off. But do I think they I think the machine was in process of getting this done. I think it was moving that way. At least it certainly feels that way. But, Tom, let me just play the beginning of Brady when he's asked about that. Because the question is good. And then even when he's like, you know, he wants the reporter to clarify the question here. Go ahead, Marv.
To the reports that at some point you were interested in becoming a part of the Miami Dolphins in any situation, in any circumstance. Any truth to those reports, Tom?
About me going to...
joining the Dolphins in any capacity.
Yeah, didn't quite understand the question the first time. The Dolphins? Yeah, they're in the NFL. They're an NFL team. They're in Florida, Tom. Because initially, I was told that Giselle wanted to be in Miami, not Tampa, and that this could have maybe gotten Tom to Miami.
What I'm saying is that that's Wait, Miami?
Yeah.
No, I'm in Tampa.
Yeah.
I'm not in...
No. They're the Dolphins. They're an NFL team, Tom. Yes, Todd.
Didn't he kind of play that team many, many, many times in the AFC East?
Oh, yeah.
The Patriots?
Yes.
Should be a little familiar with them, even though he beat them.
Thank you, Todd. Play of the Day is up next. Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're
going
to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Stamkos left circle. Left point, Hedman. Right point, Sergachev. Sergachev shoots. Score!
Same thing.
Another goal for Sergachev. It's 2-1 Lightning with a 1:50 left in the third.
That's going from a 2 to a 10 in about 3 seconds. Yes.
Lightning!
I like when Zebedee gets the puck down low.
Zebedee beat Lightning! That's courtesy of the Lightning Radio Network. You might be surprised that was the Lightning Radio Network, not the Rangers Radio Network. That's our play of the day. Play of the day is brought to you by the Tunnel to Towers. America's heroes need your help. Do good in their honor. Donating $11 a month. Tunnel to Towers Foundation, T2T.org, letter T, number 2, letter T, dot org. Couple of phone calls. What's the poll question we're going with, Seton?
We threw up one.
We
literally threw up over this poll question. Right. That's how much tension there is.
Okay.
If you could have, whose career would you rather have? Whose career? Phil Mickelson or Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler.
Yeah, 82% say
yeah.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Well, especially now.
Well, I threw it up there. Well, Phil Mickelson had a great golf career.
He had.
Yeah. Well, he was one of the more popular guys on tour, and he's going to make $200 million after the age of 50. I know Sandler's got a truckload of dough.
How much does he regret leaving Saturday Night Live, huh?
Well, he got fired.
I mean, he had a great career there.
He got fired.
I thought it was a decent comparison. Yeah. Maybe not timely this week.
No, it's not.
I asked it a year ago, maybe a shot.
I mean, that's been no offense to Adam Sandler.
Sandler seems to be doing okay.
Yeah.
Nobody's mad at Sandler. At least I don't think so. By the way, the writer who exposed Phil's thoughts about the Saudi government, Alan Shipnuck, he went to the event yesterday. He couldn't attend the press conference. He got kicked out of it. Yes, Eden.
How do you, if you're Phil Mickelson, right, and it's leaked a little while ago that you referred to these people as scary
MFers.
MFers. And then all this time goes by, and then you go to your first event where I'm going to guess there were several representatives of said scary MFers there. Hey, guys, how you doing? How do you start shaking everybody's hand and be like, anywho?
You're not shaking. You're shaking their hands.
Okay.
Bloop, bloop. All right. Thank you.
Like, do you think that those guys, when they when he got there and they're like, what's up, Phil? And they did that, like, flinch thing, you know, where you get in somebody's face. What? Because he's all scared. He's like, these guys are scary MFers. What?
Matt in Washington. Hi, Matt. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, bud.
First time, long time. 6'2" and a hard 155. Hey, I've got a good idea, bad idea for you.
Oh.
How about MLB lowers their active roster down from 26 to 22? I think that would increase competition since there'd be fewer roster spots available, and it would make it so teams would carry less pitchers. So it'd put more of an emphasis on starting pitching and increase pace of play. So there'd be fewer pitching changes. What are your thoughts?
Oh, gosh. I've given up on trying to figure out how to make baseball better or bigger or popular. Speaking of pitching, Tony La Russa, he's a genius, a White Sox manager, Hall of Famer, I should say. He had a count. It was 1-2 to Trey Turner. And Tony decided that he was going to walk Trey Turner, the Dodger infielder, to get to Max Muncy. So first base was, there was a wild pitch. First base is open up. It's 1-2. He decides, instead of let me see if I can get two more strikes on this guy. He walks him, intentionally walks him, and he goes to first base. And then Max Muncy hits a three-run homer. Here's Tony La Russa talking about his strategy.
Is there some question about whether that was a good move or not?
I guess if 1-2 is the question. The count.
Do you know what he hits against left-hand pitching with 1-0-1 or two strikes? Do you know what he hits? Well, do you know what Muncy hits with two strikes against a left-hand pitcher? I mean, is that really a question? Because it was 1-2? Turner with a strike left against a left-hander is not something you can avoid if you can. And we had an open base, and Muncy happened to be the guy behind him, and that's a better matchup. But that wasn't a tough call.
Everybody was surprised at this. Dodgers were. The White Sox announcers were surprised at this. But Tony La Russa decided to walk Trey Turner and face Max Muncy because he had all the analytics there. Got to have those analytics. Okay. Yeah, Paul.
Steve Stone, the Sox analyst, was kind of with him. He said, I could see you putting Trey Turner, who's a great hitter, on first.
He's a good hitter.
Yeah. I mean
he's not DiMaggio.
No, he had .338 last year.
All right.
He said, I'd definitely put him on first base if, you know, there's no strikes. He goes, but the league average when you have two strikes on you, it drops that equation out of the...
It was 1-2.
Yeah.
Yes.
So why did they start pitching to him in the first place? And then when you're one strike away, that's when it dawns on you? Yeah. I think we have a better chance. Just give him three more balls instead of trying to get that one more
Well,
strike.
But first base got open because of the wild pitch.
Still, 1-2.
Runner went to second.
That's weird.
Yes, Seton.
It's 1-2.
I know. Is this really a question? Yeah. Hey, this really a question?
Skip.
Yeah. Hey, Skip. Ryan Leaf will join us, and Adam Sandler stops by. Final 2 hours.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.